after Jesus' temptation, his testing in the wilderness, he inaugurates his mission. And this part of Mark's story is the inauguration of Jesus' ministry and mission. It begins with the proclamation of the kingdom of God, kind of brief summary of Jesus' preaching. So after John was arrested, so the implication is that John was Jesus' mentor, and that the baptism of Jesus by John was a transformative experience in Jesus' life. So the note of John's arrest is itself a harbinger, a note of what is to follow that implies a great tragedy. So the allusion that begins Jesus' proclamation is an allusion of what is at stake, and that this is life and death. Jesus' proclamation is of a new age, of a new time in history. The spirit of this story is the inauguration of hope, of a new time, a new age, a proclamation of a new government in the world, of a new kingdom that will transform the balance of power in the world. It is a word of hope because it is the fulfillment of time. It is the fulfillment of the long waiting for a new time. It is also a proclamation of this new government being imminent, at hand, near. The response that is invited from people is to turn their heads around. That's what repent means. It means to literally turn your head in a different direction so that all things can be seen and experienced in a new way. So the spirit of this proclamation is an invitation to see with new eyes. Now, it is also a verbal thread that connects with the story of John's baptism. So John came proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So this turning around is also related, because of its context, to the forgiveness of sins, the forgiveness of that which is past, so that people can then begin anew. And at the core of this repentance is belief, is confidence in this new age, in this good news. Jesus then invites his listeners, that is those who are hearing the story, to believe in the good news, the euangelion, with which the gospel begins. It is good news about Jesus. It is also the good news of Jesus. That is, the good news that Jesus initiates and proclaims. So this good news is the news of a new time, of a new balance of power in the spiritual universe. And it is that power, the power of transformative love, the power of forgiveness, the power of healing, the power of reconciliation, that Jesus recognizes and sets loose in the world. Now, after this proclamation, he then goes in, you know, is walking through Galilee. And as a messianic figure, that is, Mark announces that he is the Messiah at the very beginning of this story, the beginning of the good news of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah. All previous messiahs, Saul, David, so on, recruited armies. That was the first thing they did. They couldn't go into battle unless they recruited somebody who would follow them and who would be an army for them. So Jesus also begins by recruiting his followers. But rather than calling an army, Jesus calls disciples. The subject of that would not be different than those who Jesus or who David or Saul called, that is, working men. In this case, Jesus calls fishermen. But the sheer surprise of this calling, these guys who were fishing, and that he called them and said, "Follow me," they left him. They left everything and followed him, is itself both surprising, at some level amazing, but it is also an indication of Jesus' authority and power. It brings back memories of Elijah and Elisha. After Elijah came back from his sojourn at the mountain of God, where he was in the cave and the Spirit of God passed by him, he heard the Spirit of God as a still, small voice telling him what to do. He came back. He put his mantle over Elisha and called him. Elisha slaughtered his oxen and left everything and followed Elijah. It was a sign of Elijah's authority as the prophet of God and of his recruiting a prophet who would succeed him. This is a story in the same spirit. These guys, Peter, Andrew, James, John, they sense who Jesus is. Bingo, they leave everything and follow him. The telling of this story needs to have that kind of immediacy of the authority of Jesus, the surprise that they leave everything and follow him, but also that it is a confirmation of Jesus' identity as the Messiah, who will go into battle, not against the Philistines, but against the powers of evil in the world.